Got you locked in on Fresh FM 102.9. That was Showa. That is actually JJ by Ruga. And then before that, we had Showa by Kiz Daniel. Now joining me back in studio, that is for the Irongo Volley Games, is Hilary Malongi. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing, Arthur?
Ah, fantastic. Great to have you back. How you been?
I'm stressed, but I'm okay.
Yes. I mean, the big days essentially almost here.
Right.
Now, how are the preparations going and what's the energy like behind the scenes right now?
As you know how events are, it's a bit hectic, but it's going. We're excited to host everyone. So yeah, everything is going well as planned.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I agree. Now this is basically happening, I mean, 3 days from now, you know?
Yes.
And what makes the tournament special this year? Are there any standout teams, new additions or exciting changes that is from the previous events?
So basically, this is the first time for the Irongo Volley Games, but Adulting 102 has been doing events in the past.
Okay.
So this is the first sport event that we'll be curating. So it's quite exciting because it's the first of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, I don't know if you're sure, what is this? Doc Volleyball, Doc Tayment,
was in
Sokomund, and the team kind of like, you know, was invited to basically prepare us for this coming weekend. So first of its kind. So I can speak to you next year about how this one was.
Fantastic. Yes. Now, volleyball is clearly growing, you know, in Namibia. Now, how does this particular tournament push the momentum forward, especially now it being in the Irongo region?
Most volleyball games also usually happen in Irongo region, but we've never had like a all region or like just Irongo region type of volleyball tournament in Namibia as for Swakopmund now. So basically this is just to kind of like empower the youth, empower corporates, empower everyone interested in playing the game. So it's kind of exciting to kind of empower people that are lovers of the game.
Yeah.
So it's basically just to empower them with like enhancing their talents in terms of the game now. So to enhance and to basically help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of help, FNB Namibia and Ask Fresh FM are almost part of that is the sponsors with reference to now this volley games that are going to be happening. Now, how crucial have been or has this partnerships been in essentially pulling off this event?
Yeah, so basically, First National Bank and Fresh FM are strategic partners, not sponsors.
Yes.
Sponsors are basically True Bay Media, LNHS Investments, and Z Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very crucial because with Fresh FM, we get to give the information out for listeners, like all your listeners and stuff. And with First National Bank, it's basically an empowerment of youth in development, you know. It's basically giving back to the community. It's basically just giving that helping hand just to, you know, push for us to reach the higher rise to be able to like give back to what our initiative is.
Now let's look at looking at the 26th of April and looking at the games that are going to be happening. Now what kind of atmosphere or vibe are you guys curating for the day? Is it going to be a very, you know, family friendly fun, or is it a serious competition, or is it a mixture of both? What does it look like for the day?
I would say a mixture of both. So we have a kiddie center also for kiddies. So it's like more like family orientated, family is welcome. The games, it's serious, but it's also not that serious, you know. So during the day, we'll have the games run. And then at the end of the day, we'll have some entertainment. Like we'll have a few DJs.
Okay.
We'll have like a VIP tent from Castle Light. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce that, but just to give that information, Castle Light will be there.
Yeah.
They'll be having a store, basically a VIP lounge, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's for everyone. Everyone is welcome. We engage. We ask, even as a, how do I put this? Even as someone that wants to watch your cousin, friend, fiance, whoever you want to come watch, please do come through. Like everyone is invited.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if someone is hearing it, hearing about these games now, how can we be part of it? You know, how can we find our way there? Do we have to pay entrance? Is it a leg that you have to sacrifice to be there? How can one listening now be part?
Okay, so applications are still open for teams if people are interested. That is, you can find us at Irongo Volley Games on Instagram. Vendors are also still open, but that is only open until tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're just giving that grace and that space for people, you know. You know, everyone, some people, not everyone, but some people are last minute.
Yeah.
So to give that grace for the last minute, latecomers.
Last minute warriors.
Yeah, so we're still open for that. The venue is not free, basically, to enter is like $20.
Okay.
And then $30 for cars. Mm-hmm. Food is available. There's entertainment available. So yeah, it's if you want to get involved, you can still